Musician Tabo was born in Zimbabwe. He now lives in Huddersfield along with his band. He's just been the opening act for Seal's recent tour. He released his debut LP on Saturday and is in the studio with amazing socks on today. Just describe the socks. They're kind of knee-high, aren't they?
Knee-high socks. They're actually snow socks.
Are they?
But when I saw them, I thought to myself, why would you design socks so good and then hide them? Because that's the paradox.
It is.
That they're so well designed, but they're snow
but
socks.
But you would hide them under snow gear.
Yes.
So what's on them?
So it's all kinds of artwork. I have no idea who the artist is. So it must be something they drew. And they're purple, they're red, they got polka dots on them. All kinds of stuff. Pylons. It's
pylons.
Yeah, they're pylons, and there's some masks on the socks as well. They're crazy socks.
Crazy socks.
Crazy socks.
That's how you start an interview.
Yes.
You talk about socks.
Yes, absolutely.
So tell us a bit about your background and stuff for people that don't know of you.
My name is Tabo. T H A B O. My name means joy. I am Zimbabwean, born and raised, and I came to the UK when I was 18. I've been doing music ever since.
So from childhood, were you really, really into music from a very early age?
My dad says it's the only thing no one ever had to ask me to do. So everything else, if you tried to give me an errand, you know, to do some work, I was a slippery character. But when it came to music, you didn't have to ask me. I was easy to find.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Music is such an international language and it connects us all, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So were you playing instruments from an early age as well?
No, just singing. In Zimbabwe, everyone sings. So singing in and of itself is like cooking. It's you have to cook to eat. You have to sing to express yourself so that it makes the day more enjoyable for you and everyone else around you. And I was born in a church background, into a Christian family, so... Singing comes with the territory.
Of course it does. Yeah. Singing in church.
Absolutely.
And those are amazing acoustics that you get in church as
absolutely,
well. It just lifts you, doesn't it?
Indeed.
I went for the first time at Christmas to Midnight Mass. I'd never been at all. And it was just wonderful hearing everyone sing at Christmas. It's just wonderful.
See, I need to put that on my list. I haven't been to Midnight Mass before.
Yeah, Midnight Mass here is just beautiful. It was so lovely. I've always promised myself to go. And I'm not particularly a church goer, but it's just lovely to be in that environment. And when you're singing, you're uplifted by everyone, aren't you?
Yes.
So how would you describe your sound then?
Halfway between Bill Withers and Kanye West. And now that's controversial. When I say Kanye, everyone is like,
Do you know what? I've never heard that ever before. I've interviewed lots of people over the years. But when you ask someone to describe their sound and it's halfway between Bill Withers and Kanye West, that is one hell of a description.
Thank you.
It really is. And you're currently on, you've been on tour with Seal, who's an incredible man, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We found out that Seal doesn't shake hands. So when we were headed to meet him, I didn't know what was going to happen. Turns out he hugs.
Oh.
And he's the one who initiates the hug. You know, so there's no awkwardness with him. Lovely, lovely. He's a gentleman.
And he loves finding new talent, because I saw something on, was it on his Twitter or something like that? There was a lady, I think he was performing in Manchester, and he was walking past and he saw a lady performing. She was under a tree actually performing, and he stopped and videoed her and shared it on his, either on his Facebook or his Twitter or something. And then spoke to her at the end of the, when she'd finished performing, saying, I want you to come and perform at my show tonight.
Wow.
And isn't that just lovely that he just gives new talent that kind of uplift and that support, which is what he's done with yourself.
And he doesn't have to. He really doesn't have to. And to be that hands-on at that level, because usually you have other people doing that for you.
Mm.
But to curate the show yourself and say, okay, because it's like a chef deciding what you want, you know, how to set up your meal and put a starter there. What's the starter going to be? So he actually goes out and does that himself, which is amazing.
And at the weekend, you're in one of my favourite shops, which is Vinyl Tap in Huddersfield.
Yes.
Because I'm a huge vinyl fan.
Yeah.
And downstairs, there's all the vinyl. It's all laid out. And literally, I can get lost in there for hours.
It's beautiful.
I go in and I just get lost. So on Saturday at the weekend, that's where you launched your new EP. Tell us about the EP.
The EP is called Your Mama. And it's four songs about Mother Nature. And what we wanted it to be was really intimate. So when you say Mother Nature, people can switch off and glaze over very easily. But if it's about your mama, then it allows us to engage in the subject on a very personal level. So all the songs are written, not, you know, flowery Mother Nature, clouds, you know, we're polluting. It's none of that. It's really quite intimate. And it's a study on how we can engage in conversation about Mother Nature on a very personal level, so that it's not global.
Global, yeah. So it makes a real connection to people about Mother
absolutely.
Nature.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in this morning. If people want to find out more about you, you're on social media and stuff.
Thabo, Thabo.
And just search for you, and then you're on Twitter and Instagram and all sorts of stuff like that.
Yeah, Thabo Music, and you'll find me.
And from Zimbabwe to Huddersfield.
Absolutely. Indeed.
Will you introduce your single for us, please?
Yes, this song is called Shallow Water, and it's a conversation where Mother Nature is expressing disappointment in us, in the way that we relate to her.
I heard her cry. She was screaming at the top of her lungs. I heard her cry, and I swear she cried about 1,000 times over. I remember the first time that you made me choose, and you said there was no way we could lose. How you didn't seem to care what I said about wasting space and wasting time. And now here we are with this tainted air. The abundant has become oh so rare. And now you walk around without a care, wasting space and wasting time. Drowning in shallow waters, all in the name of progress. And look at what your fortunes brought us, oil and sawdust. Drowning in shallow waters, what your fortunes brought us, oil and sawdust.
I heard her cry. She was screaming at the top of her lungs. I heard her cry, and I swear she cried about 1,000 times over.
Regret is a word I don't like to use, but it comes to mind when I think of you. Did I give birth to a world of fools who waste my space and waste my time? Every now and again, yes, I feel the urge, yes, I do, to wipe you off the face of this earth. Truly what you won't deserve for wasting space and wasting time. Drowning in shallow waters, all in the name of progress. And look at what your fortunes brought us. Sawdust, drowning in shallow waters, all in the name of promise. Then look at what your fortunes brought us. Oil and sawdust.
She said, she said, die 1,000 times over. of space, you waste of time.
What an amazing man to meet, Tabo and Shallow Waters, born in Zimbabwe, moved to the UK when he was 18 years old. He lives in Huddersfield, and wow, that is just fantastic. Shallow Waters from Tabo.